Fred Durhall III has been the Detroit City Council member for District 7 since the end of 2021. His district spans from Rouge Park to Russell Woods on the city's west side. Durhall previously served two terms in the Michigan legislature and then worked for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority as a community liaison. He tells WDET's Laura Herberg that District 7 has many strong residents, but it is also a challenge district.
When we talk about, you know, socioeconomic status, when we talk about our employment status, and just traditionally over the years, I remember running for office, a lot of the residents said they felt neglected relative to new development and things happening in the community. But so they're very strong and they're very resilient. But now they are coming to see within these past few years, great development happening, synergy happening in our district, you know, brand new rec centers, two of them since we came into office will be built. New jobs are coming to our district, new development, new housing is coming to our district. So I would describe them as patient, resilient, but just some great dedicated community leaders that I have a lot of respect for and enjoy serving.
Can you talk a little bit more about some of the developments that are coming to District 7?
So you heard me mention about our recreation centers. And so we have two coming. We've got one is the $8.5 million rehab of the Dexter Elmhurst Community Center right on Dexter Avenue. And the other one is a $20 million brand new recreation center that is coming to the Brennan Pool site and Rouge Park. And then as far as on the other side, when we talk about the creation of jobs, the old American Motor site, which sat vacant for over 20 years, has now been redeveloped. And is it, we're expecting a tenant to come in that will create 400 permanent jobs directly in the district. And then finally, on the housing front, we've got over now two or three affordable housing projects coming to District 7 that will push forth over 200 units of affordable housing for residents. And we're looking for more and working to continue to build more affordable housing in our district as well.
And you are the co-chair of the city's gun violence task force. Detroit finished 2023 with 252 homicides, the fewest recorded since 1966. What is working and what still needs to be done to bring that homicide rate down even further?
I always start, you know, when I answer these questions relative to our homicide rate, is that one homicide is one too many. You know, when we talk about these numbers, I think sometimes as leaders, we forget that there are actual lives, there are actual families that are attached to these numbers. So it's promising to see it come down, but 200 plus is still just too many. So when we talk about CVI, otherwise known as community violence intervention, there's a $10 million program called the Shot Stoppers Program, which put resources forward for community violence intervention groups to be able to operate. And they've been doing it for years, but they have not had the resources to do it on a broad level that they're doing now. I think those initiatives and those components help drive a reduction in homicides, fatal and non-fatal shootings here in our city. So it's looking very promising. You know, in the gun violence task force, again, we talk about initiatives. We work with stakeholders in the community to try to work and address some of the underlying problems that contribute to violence in our community. So continuing to push those discussions forward, investing, putting forth resources, I think it adds to the reduction in crime, and hopefully that trend will continue.
And as a council member, what's something that you worked on last year or maybe that you're working on right now that you think is really important?
Obviously, again, you heard us mention about the gun violence task force. We'll be putting out our gun violence task force report within the next couple months. So we've been working very hard on that with stakeholders. I also chair the disability task force. Just this past budget cycle across the board through city departments, we were able to get an investment of close to $1.4 million spread across the departments to address some of the issues of our disabled community. We're looking forward to kind of ramping that up in the upcoming year as well. I passed 5 ordinances through the Detroit City Council to address the proliferation of auto-related uses throughout the city, and developed some ordinances therein that addressed environmental concerns, regulations, to ensure that we're keeping our residents safe in the neighborhoods that are adjacent to auto-related businesses. And so those are some things that we have been very proud of when it comes to moving our district forward, helping moving this city forward. But I think, you know, as a budget guy, and I chair the Budget, Finance, and Audit Standing Committee, and even in the legislature, I think the most important thing that has been done is just investing in our city. We've got to grow our tax base. We've got to increase revenue to our city. That is the only way that we can fix our neighborhoods, is if we have the funds to do so.
What's happening with the city in 2024 that you think should be on residents' radar?
Yeah, so within the next upcoming year as well, you know, one of the issues that we will be discussing from our office, we will be examining our animal control ordinances. This came to our table because of a 4-year-old who lost his life through the mauling of a dog. His name is Lavelle Anderson, and we are examining animal control and responsible pet ownership here in the city of Detroit. There are many residents that call our office all the time saying that there are stray dogs that are in the neighborhood, or there are issues relative to those pets. And so you're going to see an increased push from us, particularly my office, on revisiting our animal control ordinances and responsible pet ownership ordinances here in the city. And so I would be on the lookout for that. That is coming within the next few months as well.